When Satya Nadella took over Microsoft in 2014, he didn't immediately focus on products or profits. He prioritized people. The C in CEO stands for culture, he declared, transforming Microsoft's competitive environment into one of empathy and collaboration. This people-first approach tripled the company's market value within 5 years. In the 8 Essential People Skills for Project Management, Zachary Wong argues that technical expertise alone won't make you successful. Your ability to understand and influence human behavior will determine your ultimate impact. In today's flatter organizations with educated workers seeking autonomy and constant demands for innovation, people skills aren't optional extras. They're essential survival tools for modern project leaders. Drawing from decades of research and feedback from hundreds of team leaders across sectors, Wong offers a practical toolkit for navigating the most challenging aspect of project management, the human element. Modern organizations function as a wedge with 3 interconnected levels: management at the top, work teams in the middle, and individual contributors at the base. This model reflects flatter organizations where team leaders operate across all levels. When addressing performance issues, identify whether the problem exists at the individual, team, or management level. For individual issues, use the ERAM model: expectations, resources, ability, motivation, with motivation offering the greatest leverage. For team issues, apply the CPB tool: content, process, behavior. Content relates to goals, process covers procedures, and behavior addresses interactions. Process provides the most powerful lever as it shapes behaviors and drives efficiency. At the management level, leadership and values are central, with values being the critical leverage point that inspires results-driving behaviors. The wedge's strength lies in its integrated approach. Success requires alignment across all levels, enabling you to diagnose problems accurately and apply solutions at the right level, transforming you from a problem reporter to an effective problem solver. Project leaders must balance decisiveness with positive relationships through the 3 hats framework. When Robert found colleague Thomas's car stuck in a culvert, he followed protocol despite Thomas's preference for an informal resolution. This proved wise when Thomas tested positive for alcohol. Robert effectively balanced his management hat, enforcing policy, supervisor hat, controlling the process, and team member hat, showing care while maintaining boundaries. The challenge is wearing the right hat at appropriate times. When delegating, reducing supervisory control prevents resentment. Leaders who over-rely on management authority often do so from insecurity, creating a cycle where diminished confidence drives greater dependence on false authority. Effective leaders understand that hats are role costumes covering your head, not your heart. Your authentic self, feelings, values, conscience, should remain consistent across all roles. To develop authentic leadership, share reasoning, use personal stories, practice introspection, embrace imperfections, show enthusiasm, and trust instincts. These practices foster the self-awareness and trust essential for effective leadership. The most essential behavior for team success is inclusiveness, creating a loop where members feel accepted, respected, and valued. Being in the loop satisfies our fundamental needs for purpose and peer acceptance. The 4 Kierzy temperament types reveal team dynamics: rationals, analytical achievers, guardians, security-focused supporters, idealists, harmony-seeking empathizers, and artisans, creative risk-takers. All respond positively to respect and negatively to criticism. During conflicts, inclusive teams maintain a we versus me attitude rather than defaulting to self-preservation. Building inclusive team culture requires 6 behaviors: mutual trust, assuming good intentions, interdependence, coordinated work, accountability, shared responsibility, transparency, honest motives, learning, knowledge sharing, and valuing individuality, respecting diverse preferences. Team inclusiveness remains the primary driver of project success. Everyone carries an invisible ice cream cone representing their attitude. The upper cone represents positivity, the lower cone negativity, and the topping represents feeling valued and accomplished. When Susan cuts her finger and loses her team's safety bonus, her supervisor Rod responds with concern rather than criticism. This illustrates key lessons. Attitudes shift quickly. People feel disappointed when good deeds go unrecognized, and effective leaders make others feel valued. People perform best when appreciated. Keep their cones up through four empowerments: responsibility, building trust; opportunity, creating hope; encouragement, helping teams advance; and recognition, fulfilling the need to feel valued. Effective recognition follows the scoop method: sincerity, be specific; consistency, treat all fairly; on time, recognize promptly; on values, connect to organizational principles; and personalized, make it meaningful. Though 69% of workers report job satisfaction, less than half feel properly recognized. Master recognition to create an environment where people eagerly contribute their best. Most project leaders avoid confronting poor performers, worsening problems over time. The key to correcting poor performance is helping people move productively forward by improving both attitude and productivity. Running a successful project resembles rolling a ball toward a target while overcoming barriers. Difficult people impede others' progress through complaints, criticism, or control, identified by the frequency and intensity of their negative behaviors. Underperformers don't obstruct others, but hamper their own progress through inconsistent work despite good intentions. Performance types relate to time differently. Difficult people dwell on the past, make excuses about the present, and doubt the future. Underperformers feel comfortable with the past, cautious about the present, and uncertain about the future. High performers learn from the past, take action in the present, and anticipate future opportunities. The past-present-future model helps improve performance by depersonalizing difficult conversations. Rather than engaging in me versus you combat, effective leaders position themselves as advocates. 1. Scene 1. Inquire and understand the background. 2. Scene 2. Diagnose issues and conduct a reality check. 3. Scene 3. Explore options and agree on next steps. When having tough conversations, make observations rather than judgments, provide concise examples, evaluate work quality, not character, use I statements, and focus on behaviors rather than intentions. Project management inherently involves managing uncertainty, which often breeds fear and risk aversion. Yet, taking risks is unavoidable. Leaders must guide teams through changes, conflicts, and challenges. We naturally hesitate when facing uncertainty, like opening a mysterious black box that might contain a trick, trap, or treat. This hesitation stems from uncertainty about the circumstance, our abilities, and potential outcomes. Risk takers aren't fearless, they simply manage fear differently. Fear follows a bell curve. Too little causes complacency, moderate amounts enhance focus, while excessive fear leads to avoidance. Effective risk takers control uncertainty rather than being controlled by it. Your self-confidence largely depends on your support network, the people, resources, and relationships surrounding you. This is why teamwork is crucial in project management. Effective leaders reduce uncertainty through teamwork, preparation, and resources. Non-risk takers play the con game of consequences, hoping for positive results while fearing negative ones. Risk takers operate with confidence beyond the black box, trusting their resourcefulness to handle whatever happens. Your best moments likely resulted from your own initiative. Even successful risk takers recognize that past failures enabled later successes. Will you be a spectator watching others succeed, or step forward to create your own opportunities?